Born in the grip of oppression, I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. Because my name is America, I stand proud.
Hello everyone and welcome. I have been receiving a lot of notes from people, from listeners. I'm glad people are listening. That's wonderful. But they keep on asking me, what's the difference between socialism and communism and fascism, et cetera, et cetera. And then someone sent me a comparison that I thought was really right, nailed it right to the point. And I wanted to share that with everyone. They have described the government in terms of cows. So, folks, hold on. You have two cows. You are a socialist. The government will take one of your cows and give it to your neighbor. If you're a communist and you have two cows, the government will take both of them and promises you milk, but in turn, they will have you starve. If you're in fascism, you have two cows, the government takes them and sells you back the milk. A bureaucracy will have two cows, the government will take both of them, shoot one, milk the other, pay you for the milk, and then pour it down the drain. If you're a capitalist, you have two cows, and you can sell one, buy a bull, and start a herd. If you're a Bain capitalist, you have two cows, you can sell one, force the other to produce the milk of four cows, and then act surprised when it drops dead. Under redistribution, you have two cows, the government taxes you to the point that you must sell them both in order to support someone else who already got a free cow from the government, a free cow from you. Hope that helps you and clears up things a little bit, because this is very important. The isms have been merged together, and they really are the same thing. And you are listening to Karen Schoen, and this is the prism of America's education. And we are very lucky today to have a friend, I'm going to call him a friend, Trevor Loudon, who has done extensive work and written massive articles and books regarding the differences between socialism and communism. Welcome to the show today. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, it's great to be on, Karen, and thanks for having me, and greetings to all your listeners.
Thank you. Trevor, what do you think? What kind of regime is this Biden regime really? Because I see a combination of all sorts of government, and I don't think we can give it a name. It's kind of like a hybrid of communism, socialism, and everything combined.
Well, all of them are leading towards totalitarianism. That's the main issue here, is that the American Constitution is based on the principle that your rights come from God, not the government, and that government should be small and the people should be free. The only time the government should get involved is to defend you from foreign enemies or criminals. That's really the role of government, to protect your rights and protect your property. The opposite of that is complete totalitarianism, where the government controls every aspect of your life. You're a slave to the state. You exist at the whim of the state. If they want to feed you, they feed you. If they don't, they don't. If you want to argue with them, they won't feed you. Complete totalitarianism. We saw versions of totalitarianism in Nazi Germany, and that led to mass slaughter. We saw another version of it with, you know, Stalin's Soviet Russia, with Mao Tse-tung's communist China, with with North Korea today. They are all versions of totalitarianism. The state is supreme. Nazism was a form of totalitarianism that emphasized race. fascism under Mussolini was a form of totalitarianism that didn't actually take control of private businesses. It just worked with the big private businesses and the big unions to suppress the middle class and the small guy. Communism, you know, socialism really is where the government owns and controls most of the means of production. Communism is when it controls everything. You are the slave of the state. I say it this way. See, there are different variations. Like there are different street gangs out there. There are different. There's the Italian mob. There's the Russian mob. There's the MS-13. They're all tyrants. They're all criminals, but they have their little different characteristics. But they're all enemies of the people. Well, socialism, fascism, communism are just variants of totalitarianism. Some of them a little bit worse than others, but they're all leading towards the same thing. In America today, we have elements of all of them working together to bring us into a totalitarian state. That's where we're heading. We're losing the Constitution. We're losing the concept that rights come from God and government should be limited to the maximum, should be the smallest possible, to the idea that government should rule every aspect of our lives, from our health policy to our businesses, to our religious affairs, to our relationships, to our families, everything. That is the fundamental difference. Do you believe in the individual whose rights come from God, or do you believe in the person who is just a slave of the collective state? You're either moving in one direction or the other. And we're moving in the wrong direction right now.
We certainly are. And that is a travesty because people don't realize as they're shouting for censorship that these are the same people that were shouting against censorship. And it seems as though the censorship that they're shouting for is just the censorship that makes sure that you are agreeing with what they are saying. Now, I keep on reading that we're going to be facing a dark winter and things are going to become dramatically disastrous as our supply chains are breaking down. Can you give us an explanation of what that really means and where you think we're going? And are they doing that on purpose? Why would they want to break down our supply chains?
Because you need a fearful population that will trade their freedom for security. You know, the COVID, you know, we all know the COVID was all about control, not public health. You know, but as the COVID starts to wane as a fear, the next fear is starvation. Am I going to be able to get food? Can I put food on the table for my kids? Am I going to be able to get the essential supplies and the essential medicines I need? Am I going to maintain my health? So we've already been beaten up for the last year and a half with the COVID. And many people are pretty dispirited. They've given up and they've been willing to accept all sorts of controls on their freedoms in exchange for security. Well, I can't go to church. You know, I got to get the vaccine. You know, I got to close my business. I can't travel when I want to. All of these things because, it's for the common good. That's the line the communists will always use. It's for the common good. Well, now that people are getting over that a little bit, the next step is going to be fear of starvation, fear of cold. And the only answer will be more government controls. And people will say, right on, if that's what it takes to go back to normal, let's do it. People, there is no return to normal unless we make it go to normal. We were told we're going to have to flatten the curve for 2 weeks. Remember that?
Exactly, yes.
2 weeks. So once you give government power over you, the momentum is with them. They very seldom take it back. You have to force them back. You have to say no, which is really gratifies me, you know, when I see airline pilots are saying, no, we're not taking the shot. You know, if the airlines close down, well, that's too bad, but you're not going to force us to take something we don't want to take. You're seeing people rise up all over the country over this, you know, over the COVID, over critical race theory, over the general encroachment on freedoms. New groups are springing up everywhere. People are making a stand. And that's what we've got to do. Otherwise, we're going to lose more and more freedom until we have none left. You know, the old saying goes, you can vote yourself into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out. Only we won't be able to shoot our way out because they will have all our guns.
Yes, I think that's the next thing coming after all of these restrictions are going to be some form of gun control, because I did read that Biden went to the United Nations and asked them for help in restricting Americans' guns. What was that all about? And why the United Nations?
Well, because the United Nations is the model for the world superstate. And when they destroy America, which they fully intend to do, the United Nations will be the framework for the new socialist world government. And one of the main impediments to the socialist world government is the fact that a lot of Americans have guns. If we didn't have guns in this country, if you didn't have a Second Amendment, we would have lost our freedom a long time ago, a long time. But so, you know, taking the guns would be a big step. You know, and what they'll need for that is some sort of so-called right-wing terrorist event, you know, like the McVeigh bombing of, you know, in Oklahoma of the 90s. And if they can't get one, they'll manufacture one. And they'll just say, well, look, people are getting angry. People are shooting people. People are crazy. We're just going to have to take the guns off people for the common good, for the peace of the community. And a lot of people will just hand them over.
I always wonder what the common good was and who is it doing good for? And it certainly is not doing good for we, the commoners. It seems to be much more slanted, as we have been learning, that even the attorney general's family is making money by pushing the critical race theory throughout the schools. And I think that this is all about.
In which state is that?
Oh, well, Merrick Garland's son-in-law is a partner in Panorama, which pushes critical race theory and other programs throughout the schools. And now Merrick Garland is going after the parents for calling this out. Well, they didn't call out that his family was making money, but they were calling out that critical race theory and other forms of segregation shouldn't be taught in our schools. Hating America shouldn't be taught in our schools. Hating your family, hating God shouldn't be taught in our schools. These are all tenets of the isms, aren't they?
Well, it shouldn't be taught in our schools if you're a patriotic American. But if you believe in socialism and you believe that America is an intrinsically racist country and only socialism can save you, of course you're going to promote these things in your school. It's, you know, critical race theory is pure Marxism. It's just Marxism applied to race rather than class. And as Merrick Garland has a strong socialist background, it's not surprising that he would push this. You know, virtually all of Biden's cabinet members have Marxist backgrounds, because it's a revolution and the leaders are Marxists and they're going to enforce these things as long as we allow them to. But people, we all got to get rid of the idea that as soon as the COVID ends, we all go back to normal. This is not going back to normal. It's only going to get way worse unless we push it back to normal or beyond normal. If we actually reclaim the freedoms we had before the COVID even started. You know, the COVID came as a biological weapon from China. It's a declaration of war on this country, and we're basically using it to make this country like China. It's just, but we've got to face reality. All these things, the COVID, the chaos at the border, the indoctrination of kids, the the Afghanistan debacle, the critical race theory of socialized healthcare, the gutting of the military. All of these are components, interrelated components of the revolution. They're not separate phenomena that just happen to come along. They are all socialist. They are all being directed by China and by enemy agents in our own country, including most of Biden's cabinet and the both the occupants of the White House.
Well, I hope people remember that way back when in 1990, the Congress, the 101st Congress, repealed the McCarran-Walters Act of 1952, which stated that if you can't pledge allegiance to the flag of America and you cannot pledge allegiance to the Constitution and you cannot take an oath, i.e. you are communist or Muslim, that you cannot run for office and you cannot be elected to serve. And that Congress, which was headed by George Bush and Bill Clinton, repealed that. And I believe that that was the beginning of the end of how we got all of these people in Congress. Trevor, you wrote a lot of books about that and articles about the communists that are in our government. They are in our legislature, are they not?
Look, I say my books and my movie are Enemies Within, which you can get on Amazon Prime or Amazon, or my website, trevorloudon.com, was seen 2 million times at least. I say there's about 100 members of the US House and 25 members of the US Senate who are so involved with the communists or Islamists or both, they couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus in any county.
That's staggering.
But there are no background checks in Congress. There are none. You need a background check to work in the Department of Agriculture, but you don't need one to be Secretary of Agriculture or the head of the Agriculture Commission. A committee in Congress. You need a background check to work in the Department of Homeland Security, but you don't need one to be the chair of the Homeland Security Committee. Benny Thompson, who's the head of the Homeland Security Committee, who's running this scam investigating the so-called insurrection of January the 6th, has been a supporter of the communist group Republic of New Africa. He was involved with the Communist Party USA, Communist Workers Party, Democratic Socialists of America. He went to Cuba in 2000 to meet with Fidel Castro and arranged for scholarships for young American communists to get free medical training in Cuba, free scholarships. Now those young communists, over 150 of them, are now working in communities all over this country, stirring up trouble. This is the head of the Homeland Security Committee.
This is, it blows my mind because these people do put their hand on a Bible and they do take an oath to the Constitution and then they turn around and ignore the Bible and they ignore the Constitution. And yet they tell us on the right that we are the ones that are destroying democracy. Is that a joke?
Well, communists operate on a different ethical system than we do. We believe in telling the truth and playing honestly and fairly and following the rules. They believe in winning, and they will win at any cost. It is their revolutionary duty to destroy capitalism and destroy the enemy, because they believe they're creating a new society that will last for millions of years and usher in a paradise on earth. So our ethical paradigm means nothing to them. They could swear an oath on the Bible. They could go to church and preach to you and go to a Communist Party meeting straight afterwards. That's how they work.
That kind of reminds me of what the Muslims do when they say that you can lie in order to befriend an infidel and then either turn the infidel to becoming a Muslim or you can kill them. It doesn't make any difference. They don't care.
The concept of taqiyya. See, this is what makes Islam not the same. See, all religions aren't equal, you know. Islam is based on submission and dishonesty and force. It's okay. Virtually every Muslim country in the world was made that way by immigration or force of the sword. You don't get Muslim missionaries knocking on your door on a Saturday morning and trying to convert you to Islam. They don't do that. They don't persuade. They force. That is fundamentally different from Christianity and other religions. So communism is about raw force. Islam is about raw force. So it's no surprise that in many parts of the world, including America, the communists and the Muslims work very closely together. Very closely. I call it the red-green axis. And though they may fight each other one day over our corpses for control of this nation and this world, that's a little bit late for us.
Wow. That's that is something that we really have to consider now, especially as we are going to be vetting candidates. What would be some good questions that you would think that we should ask a new candidate who would be running for office so that we can avoid getting the same people back over and over again?
Well, the first question I would ask is, do you believe that America is sliding into totalitarianism? Do you believe that? If they say no, well, forget them. Just don't even bother with them. If they say yes, well, then you ask, well, what are you going to do about this? What is your plan for saving this country from totalitarianism? Those two questions will basically settle all you need to know, and then you can go deeper. Then you can start talking about the Second Amendment, what that's for. Will you protect it? You start going to specifics of the Constitution. But if they do not believe America is in trouble, they're either so stupid or they are complicit, they shouldn't even be considered. If they do believe it's in trouble and can articulate solutions, that is the kind of, and they are constitutional solutions and are ethical solutions, that's the kind of person you might want to get behind.
Folks, make sure that you support the individual and not the party. Because if you support the party, you are allowing someone else to make your choices for you. So if you find an individual who is running for office that can answer Trevor's question, and I hope everyone is writing that down, and that question is, do you believe that America is going in the right direction? And what will you
do
about it?
Totalitarianism.
Moving into totalitarianism. And what will you do about it? It's always the what will you do about it question that never gets asked. And we are so focused on whether or not they look pretty or handsome that we don't ask the important questions like, what is your plan? What do you intend to do? If we don't ask that question, shame on us, because the people that will get elected will be nothing more than the people that we have already gotten out of office. So this is going to be a very important election in 2022, and it is going to be critical that we get the right people there. Now, I've also been reading about boycotts, Trevor, and of course they try to tell us that boycotts never work. What do you think about that?
Well, how did the Indians get the British out of India in the 1940s? You know, Britain held India for 150 years. They left the Indians to their independence. There was no bombs. There was no fighting in the streets. There was no revolution. There was a nationwide boycott of British goods and services. And the British couldn't make any money, so they left. Boycotts are extremely effective. Why are why are the left always trying to organize them? You know, they're trying to get UPS pulled out of Georgia and the Major Baseball League and all this kind of thing. You know, we are 80 million people, 80 million Trump voters, another 20 million more who wish they had been, and probably another 20 or 30 million more who really do love this country. That is all the economic power we need to basically shut down our opposition. Imagine, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond is in deep financial trouble. Imagine, and they lied to the American public, said that Trump tried to start a riot on January the 6th. So therefore, they boycotted Mike Lindell's Pillows. So you imagine if 80 million Trump voters said, to heck with Bed Bath & Beyond, we're going to buy all our wedding presents from Mike Lindell, not Bed Bath & Beyond, all our engagement presents, all of our bedding. We're not going to buy anything from Bed Bath & Beyond. How long do you think they would survive? I think they're already in trouble now, partially because of the anti-Trump stands they made. So, yes, boycotts work great. We should be boycotting everything that comes from the Communist Party of China, all Chinese products, and all stores that sell them. Should be buying American-made goods or goods made by our friends, you know, the Canadians or the Japanese or whatever. Never Chinese, ever. And if you have investments in companies that do a lot of business in China, get rid of them too. You know, supporting China right now is like supporting Nazi Germany in 1938. It's treasonous, irresponsible, and it's suicidal. You know, we have the money. It might cost a little bit more to buy American, but you're supporting American workers, you're supporting your own community, you're supporting your own military. It got so bad, Wall Street is so treasonous, that Trump had to issue an executive order last year because the Wall Street companies that controlled American military pensions were going to take the military pensions of your airmen and Marines and Coast Guard and Navy, et cetera, and Air Force, and they were going to invest it all in communist Chinese companies. So the Chinese more guns and more bombs to kill the people who paid for them. You know, Trump had to stop that with an executive order. Well, I'm sure that Biden will be changing that as soon as he gets an opportunity.
Yes, he's been changing everything. We're facing a break, folks. Don't go away. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education with my guest, Trevor Loudon. Trevor, where can everyone find you?
Go to my website, trevorloudon.com. Now, don't Google that. Loudon is spelled L-O-U-D-O-N. Don't Google it because Google has forgotten my IP address. Just put it in the search bar at the top of the page. You can buy my books there. There's another link off that to our movie, Enemies Within the Church, which is coming out soon. You can go there, look at videos, trailers, etc. So trevorloudon.com is a place to go.
And if you're in the mood to boycott Amazon, buy directly off of Trevor's website.
Exactly.
And that is what we should be doing. Don't go away, folks. We will be right back.
Get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio. This is the McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed our cells. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Karen Schoen. You're listening to the Prism of America's Education and my guest, Trevor Loudon. When I first heard Trevor, I was shocked, and I kept on saying to myself, how does this man know what's going on in America? He's from New Zealand. How does that happen? And so, Trevor, I'm going to ask you, how did you learn all about what's going on in America? I know now you are a citizen of America, but when you first came here, I could not believe how accurately you described everything.
Well, I'm not a citizen. I'm a green card holder, but I'm on the way to getting citizenship. So,
yay.
But look, I studied the radical left. Communists control most of the politics in the Western democracies. You know, they control the politics in New Zealand to a large degree, in Australia and Canada, etc. So I studied that process, and I interviewed former KGB agents, I interviewed former communists, people who had infiltrated the Communist Party, and I came to these conclusions after years and years of study. And so I turned, at the advice of many of these people, I turned my attention to the American Democratic Party and the American Communist Movement, because the American Democratic Party is the tool by which communists implement their agenda in the United States. So I've spent thousands of hours in archives, thousands of hours online, interviewing former communists, even current communists, interviewing former FBI agents, former CIA officers, former KGB officers, to get a picture of what's going on. A lot of these things are not that secret. You just have to know where to look. And the fact that the media is so far to the left, a lot of these leftists think they're protected. They think they can get away with just about anything. So it's all out there if you want to find it. It's just the mainstream media doesn't want to find it, and the left doesn't want you to find it, so you have to know how to dig for it. And that's what I spend my time doing. That's what I make my movies about. My show on Epoch Times TV is dedicated to this kind of thing. So, yeah, I do claim some authority in the area, and I'm very seldom, if ever, called out for any point of fact. So you don't come to a foreign country and accuse a whole bunch of their leaders of being traitors unless you have the evidence to back it up. It would be a risky operation.
It absolutely was. Especially in today's atmosphere. I have also been doing research, and one of the troubling things that comes along with this communism is that it's coming from someplace. And I believe that it's strongly coming from the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, more than any Russian party ever had influence in America. And I believe that China is pushing us in a direction that we better be paying attention to, and we had better be making sure that they do not get a foothold. But they've been buying our land, they've been buying our buildings, they've been buying Hollywood, they've been buying just about everything. So how deep is their influence, Trevor?
Well, look, John Ratcliffe said last year the Chinese had bought and blackmailed so many U.S. politicians they could determine which legislation passes the U.S. House and which doesn't. They have virtually every member of Biden's cabinet is pro-China, as is Kamala Harris, as is Biden himself. They control early child, they have very influential early childhood education in this country, right up to PhD level. They are very strong in Hollywood. They're very strong in the media. They're very strong in Congress, obviously, very strong in the labor unions. I believe we are living today in a Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, China administration. I think China runs America now. You know, well, you know, they've just wrecked their economy with their COVID deliberately. The Chinese control Black Lives Matter just burned our cities. Chinese radicals helped to steal the election. And they're killing 80,000 of our kids every year with their fentanyl. They're stealing our technology, blackmailing our politicians, co-opting our media, running Hollywood, and gutting our military. But other than that, they don't have much power.
That's right. I think my head is going to fall off on that. Folks, this is really, really, really scary. And that is more and more proof that we had better make sure that the right people get in office. But how do we do that now with all of this Chinese influence? What are we going to do? What do you suggest to get us out of this mess?
Well, the very first thing we have to, well, look, it's many levels. We have to get ourselves right. You know, America has drifted morally for decades now. So that, you know, religiously, morally, et cetera. So all that has to be done. We have to build our local communities, boycott the bad guys, build local networks, because we've got to strengthen everything we can. We've got to strengthen the red states and the red counties, elect constitutional sheriffs, and be very disciplined, because we have to be avoiding, the left wants us to go violent so they can crack down on us. We have to keep the country and peaceful and together until we have a 2022 election. We have to be working in our own states to eliminate as much vote fraud as we can. There's still 30 states controlled by Republican legislatures. We have to work in those states. We have got a very thin, narrow window of opportunity to take this country back. The first step is to get ourselves sorted out, get our community sorted out, take over the school boards and county commissions when we can, and use them to defy the federal government, push the red states to defy the federal government, as Ron DeSantis does in Florida, and Greg Abbott is doing to some degree in Texas, and Kristi Noem has done to some degree in South Dakota. We got to amp that up. We got to get all the red states to stand against the federal government, keep the country together until we can take back the House and the Senate in 2022. Now, that is not going to be easy. That is a long shot, but it's the only shot we've got. If we do as some hotheads want to do, is march on Washington and throw, you know, point guns everywhere, we're going to be cracked down, and the enemy, we're going to have enemy soldiers on our territory. We're going to have Russians and Chinese and Iranians patrolling the streets of America. So, yeah, we gotta get ourselves right, our communities right, our states fortified, take back the House in 2022. Then we have to seriously investigate the subversion of this country, and many thousands of people are going to have to go to jail. Simple as that. If we don't put these people in jail, we are wasting our time.
That is... You are 100% right on that one, because how many committee meetings and oversight meetings do we have and nothing comes of it? If there are no consequences for the actions, then the actions will continue. And this is what has been going on over and over again. If there are no consequences of what these people have done, which, by the way, I call treason. And treason is the one major infraction that carries with it a death penalty. You No. can't fix a person who has committed treason. And if you allow them to remain free, they will commit treason over and over and over again. They're not going to stop because you say so. Saying so doesn't mean anything. If we had been putting these people in jail, I think it would have diminished their foothold on America, because maybe they would learn that all of these things that we are saying come with consequences. And I believe that that's what we're not doing.
Do you think the Russians or the Chinese or Iranians would tolerate a quarter of their legislatures working for America?
Right, I doubt that seriously.
They wouldn't have them. They would all be shot or in the gulag by now. But we let our enemies work in our own government at will, with no consequences, working for foreign powers. Treason is endemic in America because nobody calls it out, nobody does anything about it. Well, while that situation continues, we are a doomed society. That's got to change.
So you believe that Obama and Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett are in bed with the Chinese, and that's where all of these ideas and programs and other nonsense are coming along. Are they involved in this push for the New Green Deal as well? Or is that something that's just ours?
You mentioned Russia before. We've got to be aware, too, that some of this is still coming from Russia. Russia's not our friend, as some Americans seem to think. The Russians are still promoting communism in this country. Many of the local American communist parties are still working with Putin's government. So it's not China's the leader of the movement now, but Russia's still part of it. So is Iran. So is Venezuela, North Korea. Even Mexico is really joining in now. Mexico has a communist president. And by the way, Canada has a Marxist president too. So, prime minister, I mean.
We're surrounded, is what you're saying.
Sorry?
I said we are surrounded, is what you're saying.
The aim has always been to surround and isolate America before destroying America. That's always been the communist plan. And they're closer to doing that than they ever have been. So, you know, your question on the Green New Deal. Green New Deal absolutely comes out of the communist movement. It's designed to get rid of all fossil fuels, to get rid of petrol-driven cars and vehicles, to destroy almost all businesses in the country. And this is what it's really for. It is to destroy the economy so we can no longer afford a military. If they can destroy the US military, how long do you think America will survive from that point?
Wow, I never looked at it that way.
That is what is all for. The COVID was to destroy Trump, destroy the economy, and by destroying the economy, you destroy the US military budget. It was a military attack on the United States.
So by putting in this mandate for vaccines to be part of the military, and the military, the members of the military quitting, is something that they actually want.
Yeah, they do, because, here's an example. When Hitler invaded the Soviet Union in 1941, the Red Army collapsed and Hitler almost won the war. Why? Because Stalin was so paranoid, he purged most of his generals and most of his senior officers in 1937 and 1938. When Hitler walked in, he was walking into coming up against a leaderless army. Well, what's the US Army going to look like in the next couple of years? When thousands, hundreds of thousands of good guys have left, they've been replaced by illegal immigrants, they've been replaced by gangbangers and people who don't, and left-wingers. What is the military, how is the military going to defend us from Russia and China?
They won't, because they'll be part of that. They'll be part of the movement to say, here, Russia, here, China, we're here, come and get us.
Yeah, this is, we've got to understand, we're in an existential situation right now. You know, the survival of the United States is not guaranteed at all. Gordon Chang, the great commentator, the expert on China, said that the other day. We are fooling ourselves if we think America is invulnerable. The southern border alone, which is another communist program, you wait to see 20 or 30 million people start to come across every year. You'll see how long we survive.
There's no way to survive that. None at all.
And that's the plan. The Mexican's got a communist president. He's going to sink the U.S. the Mexican economy, which he's going to do now, and 20 to 30% of 130 million Americans are going to look north, are going to come north.
This is beyond what anyone ever thought, and it is reaching, or I would say has reached, the critical mass. Yep. This reminds me of when you come to, you know how you come to a fork in the road on a highway and you're going to get off on the highway and that's the fastest way to get there? Well, that was the 2020 election. Well, we missed that road. So now there's another path and it's long and it's windy and it's a dirt road and there's a lot of bumps and there's a lot of curves and a lot of twists and a lot of ways that you could get hurt and harmed and never make it to the end. But if you take that road, you will get to the end. You will get to the same spot. And I think that's the road that we have to wind up taking, because there isn't any other road after that one. If we don't do this now, there's no way to get there.
That's an extremely good analogy, and I will use that in the future. We missed the easy road, and now we're stuck on the bad road. If we follow it, we may get to a destination. We may not, but it's the only chance we have left.
This is absolutely critical, people. It is more than critical. And I would suggest that for any doubters that you have in your family, and even for the good guys who are trying to explain to others what this is about, do yourselves a favor and get Trevor's articles, get his book, and get his videos, and sit down and have a family night so that you can explain to the younger people in your family why they should not be embracing socialism and all of these insane ideas that are being presented. Especially right now, we should be calling our legislators and telling them that if they raise the debt ceiling, if they pass one more of Biden's bills, that will be the last thing you will see of them. I think that this is the only route that we have to do. I recommend that you go to it. The website is called contactmypolitician.com. You can find your politician. You can name your politician. You can send them mass emails. You can send them individual information. It's quick. It's easy. But if you don't do it, who will? That's the big issue. This is on our shoulders. This is on we the people. That's what means we the people. And one of the things that we have to stop doing is fighting with each other. And I think that's a big issue of what we're doing. What do you think about the debt ceiling and the economy, Trevor?
Well, yeah, we can't allow the debt ceiling to go on. We just, it just is not feasible, you know? So we got to resist this every way we can. Yeah, we might have to take some tough medicine, but if we allow this to go on, we're going to destroy the country. It's as simple as that. We're on the verge of sinking the US dollar now. You imagine America with 15% interest rates, which is what we're going to have if we keep doing this. How many businesses are going to survive that, do you think?
We're not going to be able to survive. And the shortages I'm seeing now, I don't know how any business is going to be able to survive. There are two of the major food suppliers that supply the long-term food, and both of them, My Patriot Supply and Augustine Farms, said that they are running out of food. Think about that, folks. In America, with all of this land, all of this incredible farmland, Americans will be running out of food. How is that possible?
Well, when the Chinese are buying big chunks of it, that's a bit of a problem. When destroying large chunks of our food supply in the Midwest with their solar farms, when the Biden administration is telling people to plow crops under, you know, they're doing that in the Midwest. So, you know, really, everybody should be conserving what they can right now, because we could be in for a very hard winter, and that will lead to even worse spring and summer. So this is the thing. We got to hold the country together so we even have an election in 2022.
That's a very good point. I had not thought of even not having an election, and that is really incredible, because all they are looking for is one catastrophe, one crisis, one excuse to be able to come in and take our guns, and that'll be the end of that. That'll be the end of the story. We have to get engaged. The time of sitting on the couch and yelling at the commentator is over. It is time to get up off the couch and go to meetings and make sure that you know what's going on in your town, in your community. We may not be able to do everything possible in the federal government, but the 10th Amendment of our Constitution says that what's not delegated to the federal government belongs to the states. And the 9th Amendment says it belongs to the people. The people created the government. It's time for them to know who we are, and it's time for us to make sure that our voices are known. We are heading for some disastrous times, and only by sticking together and not fighting with each other will we be able to survive. But with a good plan, and I always say, take the plan from the left, because they give us the plan. We know what they're going to do. They're going to create a situation. The people, look at what's going on right now with the police. They have defunded the police. This was the goal. Defund the police. Why would they defund the police? Defund the police so crime will rise. What happens when crime rises? The people scream, get rid of the crime, get rid of the crime. Well, there's no more police. So who do you think is going to be marching in to get rid of the crime? I believe that this is where the federal police will come in. What do you think, Trevor?
Exactly. The aim is to destroy the local police forces, destroy public confidence in the police. The revolutionaries always do that. They've appointed communist DAs all over the country, like in Philadelphia and Austin, Texas, and Chicago, who hardly prosecute any crime. So criminals are emboldened. They're letting a whole bunch in. Trump made a huge mistake in being sucked in to this criminal justice bill that's let thousands of felons out of jail early who are out there committing crimes all over the place. And so all of this is a perfect storm. The DAs don't prosecute, the cops can't do anything, the cops are resigning because of vaccine mandates. Crime goes through the roof, the people are living in fear. What do? They trade their freedom for security or imagined security. This has been played out dozens and dozens of times around the world before.
And that is why they do not want us ever to understand what is our history. And I don't just mean the history of America. It's the history of the world. What has actually gone on in other countries as they have experienced the same kind of takeover that we are experiencing right now? Trevor, I cannot thank you enough. This is incredible information as always, and please tell everyone, where can they find you? Do you do social media, which is another thing, folks, by the way? Why are you still on Facebook? Why are you still on Twitter? Stop giving the people who want to kill us money. There are plenty other platforms that we can use. So what are you doing, Trevor? Where can people find you?
Find me on trevorlouden.com. I'm still on Facebook, so I'm still fighting over that territory, but I understand your point. And so go to trevorlouden.com and check out my books, my DVDs there, but also check out, there's an icon there for Enemies Within the Church. Please check that out too, because that will really, really open some eyes.
There are eyes that have to be opened. We have many things that are critical that will be facing us in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be up to us, folks. There isn't going to be any shining white knight coming in, riding his horse, saying he's going to save America. That is not going to happen. That is a pipe dream, and we have to be able to get over that. Trevor, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It has been a pleasure. As always, folks, go to trevorlouden.com and check out his books and make sure they will be in supply so you don't have to worry about a good Christmas gift. This is very important. These are gifts that will save our country. And if people don't understand why it's important, Trevor's books and his DVDs will help you get through that. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
I wanted to end the show on a final note of good things that have happened, because we can't just be talking about bad. And the good things that are happening are that people are waking up, people are getting engaged, people are understanding what it means to be an American and how important it is to be able to participate in this wonderful country. America was set up so that the people would be governing themselves. That was the idea. Can people actually govern themselves? Well, we have done a pretty poor job of it recently, but it does seem as though the American people are stepping up, going to meetings, going to board, school board meetings, going to commissioner meetings, going to every meeting they can. Folks, this is your town. This is your community. And if you don't take care of it, who will? Is America worth saving? That's a question only you can answer. And if your answer is yes, what will you do about it? What are you willing to do to help save America? And hopefully by next week, you'll be able to answer that question. Thank you all for joining me. This is Karen Schoen, and you have been listening to The Prism of America's Education. But I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on me.